At this point, you should ask yourself, why real estate? It's certainly not your only investment alternative. What makes it superior to other ways of building wealth or saving for the future? To answer that question, let's look at how investing in real estate compares to the major alternatives, saving and other types of investment. Simply put, the idea that you can save your way to prosperity is a myth. People who save to prepare for the future are often disappointed because the return on savings accounts and most other secured investments is too low, and the cost of retirement is too high to make it work. I had a wonderful opportunity not long ago to interview someone for my television show. They lived in the southern part of the United States and had made about $155,000 in 16 months. He was a postal carrier, and it was kind of cute. I said, how long would it take you to save $155,000 as a postal carrier? And he paused, and then he said, you know, I don't think I could. He was really trying to figure out how long it would take to save $155,000. And then he said, I don't believe I could have done it in a lifetime. As a result of this course, some of you will be worth $1 million in the near future. Can you imagine trying to save your way to $1 million net worth? Of course not. As evidence that savings alone does not work, consider the current generation of retirees. Many of these people save for retirement either by having money deducted from their wages over the years or by contributing to a savings account on their own after their basic living needs were met. More than half of all retirees age 60 and older say that Social Security is their main source of income. In addition, the average retirement nest egg in this country is only $50,000. These figures bear out the fact that saving does not work as a way of preparing financially for the future. Some people prepare for the future by making investments they think will provide a greater return than they could get in a savings account. These days, investors have many alternatives from which to choose, and they're deluged daily with these by newspapers, radio ads, television ads, internet ads, and billboards. Such alternatives include the stock market, bond market, oil and gas investments, equipment leases, precious metals, and even motion pictures and rare coins. Many of these alternatives are risky, though, and it's even possible to lose all of the money you invest. In a way, real estate is just another alternative available to the investor. Like all the other alternatives, it has benefits and it has drawbacks. Fortunately, the benefits are many and the drawbacks are few, which is why real estate is second to none as a wealth-building strategy. Before we take a look at the specific benefits of investing in real estate, let's put things in perspective by examining where real estate values have been and speculating on where they're going. Real estate prices have gone up on an almost uninterrupted basis since the early 1800s. The only thing that has varied in the last 150 years or so is the amount of change each year. Periods of inflation and recession and greater or lesser demand have all affected the rate of increase at various times, but the trend in real estate has always been upward. In fact, until the late 1970s, real estate prices increased at a rate of almost twice the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. Since that time, the rate of increase in real estate prices has moderated somewhat. But over the last 20 years, real estate has gone up at an average annual rate of approximately 5%. On the surface, a 5% increase might not sound like much, but when you buy real estate with little or no money down like I do, it can represent an enormous percentage return on your investment. For example, if you buy a $100,000 home with $5,000 down, and it goes up in value 5% per year, or $5,000, that's a 100% return on your investment. If you buy the property with no money down, the return is infinite. Now, few people believe that we're going to again experience the same sort of inflation that we had in this country in the late 1970s and early 1980s when the inflation rate was in the double digits. Of course, no one can say for sure. Nevertheless, many real estate experts expect real estate to consistently exceed the inflation rate in the years ahead, which means that, regardless of the inflation rate, real estate investors are protected. Often supply and demand are the two major factors that influence the price of real estate. When interest rates are high, demand for home ownership goes down, which puts pressure on the rental market and causes rents to go up and rental occupancy rates to increase. When interest rates are low, home ownership demand typically increases, causing prices to increase. There are exceptions, however. For example, in the mid-1990s, despite low interest rates, demand was not as great as it had been historically during similar periods. The average wage earner, even with lower interest rates, was unable to qualify for a mortgage, so demand was not as great as might have been expected based on historical data. and in the early years of the new millennium, fear of job loss stopped many qualified people from applying for a loan. Because of the interplay of these factors, real estate will almost certainly continue to increase in value in the future. Rents, on the other hand, will probably go up in the years ahead at a faster rate than they have historically. All of this points to the advantages of creative financing as a necessity, and with it the probability of larger and larger monthly positive cash flows. Another aspect of demand for real estate in the future is the tax shelter that's available to those of us who own investment real estate. While it's impossible to second-guess what Congress might do in passing future tax reform acts, there is no reason to believe that real estate will not continue to be favored as a tax-sheltered investment. All investment alternatives possess unique advantages and disadvantages, but all good investments share these benefits in common: income, growth, tax advantages, and leverage. But when you examine these benefits in depth, there is no single investment alternative that even comes close to real estate. And real estate has even one more benefit that most investments don't have, and that's equity buildup, where your tenants are buying the property for you. Let's look more closely at why this is the case. Most investments produce income, usually in the form of spendable cash that comes to the investor on a weekly, monthly, or annual basis. You can use this type of income to improve or maintain your living standard, or you can put it into a savings account to earn interest, or you can reinvest it. Rental income from real estate, to the extent that it exceeds the expenses, produces cash flow for the investor. This excess is referred to as a positive cash flow. I once purchased a $60,000 single-family home with no money down using one of the no-down payment techniques that I describe in this manual. When you read the chapter titled Developing Creative Financing Techniques, you'll learn that no-down payment does not mean that the seller does not get cash. It just means that the cash does not have to come out of your pocket. The property had a positive cash flow of $127 per month, which amounted to $1,524 per year. Because I put no money down on the property, my percentage return on my investment was infinite. Assume for the sake of argument, though, that I had actually put $5,800 of my own money as a down payment on the property. In that case, the $1,524 per year represented 26% per year return on my investment. That was calculated by dividing $1,524 by the $5,800 down payment. Many properties will generate two or three or even four times this amount. Real estate offers a better potential for large cash flows than many other investments. In real estate, growth in value is known as appreciation. As I told you earlier, real estate has gone up in value consistently over the years, and as a matter of fact, there has seldom been a year when real estate has not appreciated at a faster rate than the rate of inflation. This consistent appreciation has made many fortunes. In my No Down Payment manual, I show dramatically how your wealth can increase when you invest in real estate. For example, if you buy $100,000 worth of property per year for 10 years, and assume that the property increases in value at the rate of just 5% per year, your total equity grows to over $379,400. In this case, the equity grows to more than a third of the amount of the property's original value in just 10 years. Just look at what would happen if you purchased $300,000 worth of real estate every year. You would have a net worth of over $1 million. This example shows how quickly equity can grow when you invest in real estate. The tax benefits of real estate investing are primarily due to depreciation or cost recovery. Depreciation does not cost you, the investor, 1 cent, and yet it can provide you with an actual tax deduction to offset other income. If you're able to save $2,400 per year in income taxes as a result of your real estate investing, that's an income of $200 per month that you can spend any way you choose. This $200 per month in tax saving is in addition to any cash flow that you'll otherwise receive from the property. Incidentally, you could generate $2,400 or more of tax savings year after year by buying approximately $300,000 worth of income-producing property, depending on your tax bracket. Leverage is nothing more than using other people's money, or OPM, to accomplish your own investment objectives. As such, leverage is the heart of this no-down payment course. Leverage, more than any other investment benefit, is responsible for creating the greatest amount of wealth for any investor. Let's say you purchase a $200,000 property by investing $200,000 of your own cash. And if the property goes up in value by $20,000, you've made a 10% return on your investment. That is $20,000 in appreciation divided by your $200,000 investment. If, however, you purchase a property using only $2,000 of your own cash, and the property value goes up by $20,000, then the return on your investment is 1,000%. That is the $20,000 appreciation divided by your $2,000 investment. No other investment, not gold, not stocks, not bonds, permits as much leverage as real estate does. You need money to buy gold, stocks, and bonds, but you don't need money to buy real estate, at least not your own money. A word of caution, though, about leverage. If you're not careful, leverage can work against you. Generally, the greater the leverage, the higher your monthly payments will be. You must make certain in property selection and in the final contract negotiations that you're buying a property that will support the payment terms you have negotiated. The key is to buy the right property for the right terms, and I describe many techniques for doing this in my course. Some of the financial benefits of real estate investing are unique and don't really apply to other investments. For example, if you invest with partners in real estate, you have an opportunity to earn income from commissions or fees. You might take an acquisition fee when you're buying the property, a management fee for managing the property, and a selling fee when the property is sold. Be careful, though. Local real estate laws might not allow you to take either an acquisition fee or a selling fee unless you're a licensed broker or agent. In every state, however, if you're one of the owners of the property, you may legally take a property management fee as long as all of the owners agree to let you do this. The benefits of working with partners are so significant that I dedicate an entire chapter of my No Down Payment Manual to this subject. Some of my students have also helped themselves financially by going on to get their real estate license. By doing this, they expand their exposure to potential properties through their local multiple listing service. From time to time, they're also able to make commissions on properties that they help other people buy or sell. And significantly, they often receive a part of the commission when they are buying investment properties for themselves that are listed for sale by others. Don't be misled by feeling that you have to get a license. In fact, if you postpone your investing until you get a license, you're procrastinating and you're wasting valuable time. Real estate investing is also unique in that it allows you to take advantage of instant equity. In this No Down Payment course, you'll also learn how to locate the right properties and even acquire them at prices substantially below fair market value. When you acquire such a property, the result is instant equity, which is the difference between the property's value and what you paid for it. This immediately increases your net worth. Properties acquired for less than their fair market value are sometimes physically distressed properties, but many times they're in good condition. They're just victims of distressed ownership. And this can occur as a result of a job loss, death in the family, a divorce, illness, or retirement. Finally, mortgage amortization itself can help you increase your equity in a real estate investment. You see, when you purchase an income property using leverage, you're creating debt that is paid off with income from the property. Usually, the payments on the debt are made monthly, and the amount borrowed is reduced with every payment. Over time, more and more of the monthly loan payment goes toward reducing or amortizing the principal amount of the loan, and less goes toward paying interest on that loan. This process increases your equity in the property. When you take over an older mortgage on a property you're purchasing, the larger portion of your monthly payment that goes toward reducing the principal amount you owe can be significant in terms of the overall return you're getting from the property. In addition to the financial benefits of owning real estate that I just talked about, there are personal and emotional benefits as well, two of which are common to almost everyone who invests in real estate. And they are control over the investment and pride of ownership. With real estate, you control your investment. In the stock market and in most other investments, you do not. If you're a stockholder in a manufacturing corporation, you have no part in the decision regarding the company's product or the pricing of that product or any other aspect of the company's operations. The success of your real estate investment may well rest on decisions that you make or fail to make and is less subject to the whims of a market. The financial terms in which you agree at the time you purchase a property, your management policies and decisions, your decision on whether to fix up the property or leave it in its present condition, the amount of rent you charge, the decision to rent on a weekly or monthly basis, and the choice you make to rent the property furnished or unfurnished all influence the success of your investment. This control is important to achieve financial success in real estate. In addition, it results in a tremendous amount of satisfaction as your real estate goes up in value. Another benefit, when you buy a new automobile, you take great pride in the ownership of that gleaming new car. Over time, the pride of ownership gradually diminishes as the car ages and becomes part of life's routine. Not so with real estate. I've spoken to many investors who feel the same pride of ownership in a piece of property on the day they sell it as the day they bought it. So let's recap the material I've covered in this audio chapter. Successful people share many common characteristics, like a positive outlook, drive, discipline, and courage. Most people who are financially successful recognize that real estate is the best of all possible investments. You cannot save your way to financial security. The returns are too small, and there's just not enough time. You can make alternative investments like the stock market, but none of the alternatives have all the benefits that real estate investing provides. In the last 150 years, real estate prices in the United States have gone up faster than the rate of inflation, and this trend is expected to continue in the future. The financial benefits that real estate investing provide include the common investment benefits of income, growth, tax advantage and leverage, and benefits that are unique to real estate investing like commissions and fees, instant equity, mortgage amortization, and appreciation. Real estate investing provides unique personal and emotional benefits too, including control of the investment and pride of ownership. There is no magic button to push that instantly makes you successful. But by knowing the common characteristics of successful people, you can set your sights on demonstrating those characteristics in your own life. And if you do this, success will follow. No other investment can produce as large an income based on the cash invested as real estate. Its potential is enormous, and so is yours, if you take time to review the characteristics of successful people and dare to think big.